It should come as no surprise to those present that I am a Red Sox fan, as are many citizens of the Commonwealth. And a good friend of mine, who is now an employee of the American Council of the Blind, Rick Morin, and I started wanting to attend games at Fenway Park. But there's a problem with doing that at Fenway Park. One is that the agreement dealing with accessibility of the park itself did not extend to blind people. It had much more to do with wheelchair users. So we started speaking with the Red Sox folks, and they were quite willing to talk to us about things. One of the problems we had was a delay in the radio signal, so that you would hear what happened maybe 3 to 5 seconds ago. And when it comes to when people are cheering in the stadium or ballpark, that's a little late. So we were successful at speaking with them and getting them to make an alteration to that, so that if you were listening in the park, that you would actually not have the delay as part of your experience. We also wanted to make sure that guide dog users were able to take advantage of what they referred to as wheelchair seating, because anybody who's a Red Sox fan knows that the smallest seats in all of Major League Baseball are at Fenway Park. There's simply insufficient space to bring your guide dog with you if you sit in regular seating. So we were successful at rearranging that so that those who are guide dog users could also take advantage of wheelchair seating, which is bigger, and you end up sitting in something more akin to a folding chair than a Fenway seat. We extended that relationship over time with Major League Baseball itself. We worked with them to improve the online service called At Bat. This was an app that you could have on your phone that would allow you to both watch televised baseball and listen to radio-based baseball, but also a number of other things. Allowed you to look at the stats of the current batter, to step into a game midway through and know what the score was and who was at bat and who was actually on first base at this moment, all of that kind of information. And we were able to, working with them, again, through what you'll hear a lot around Bay State Council, through structured negotiation, to have them include the blindness community. And once we got that all going quite well, they were generous with the Bay State Council and gave us a major donation. So when you hear about the Bay State Council of Blind Treasury, you should know that a portion of our financial success is because of our success with Major League Baseball.